Hi. Thank you for clicking the link in my post. You know, I've been thinking about this a bit more, and when I first started making my recordings, when was that? What, like 4 weeks ago, roughly? Anyway, I did not expect I'd be having this much fun. Obviously, I do enjoy everything loosely related to sound and sex. And I guess that's why we're all here. But I wasn't prepared to love edging you this much. You know, giving you instructions, knowing that you're listening, waiting for my next word. That's addictive. And I think I wouldn't say that it is a new kink of mine. And, you know, I am a switch, so I always move back and forth between being submissive and dominant. But I have not explored certain dominant elements properly yet, which I'd like to do with you. I'd love to make you my guinea pig, if you don't mind. And since I have a bit of a scatterbrain sometimes, I thought, why not give it some structure, like a framework, because that helps me to stay focused and hopefully keeps you in line. So what I did is I planned a little series, and I call it Velvet's Masterclass. Each part, each lesson will explore a different way to play, different rhythms, different rules, different games. And the deeper we go, the more control I take and the more you give up, hopefully. I want to see how far I can take you, how long you'll last, and how much you'll beg. So, do you like games? I hope so. Because in today's lesson, or episode, whatever you want to call it, we're going to play a game of control. I want to own your voice today. Specifically, every moan, every gasp, every little whimper. They all belong to me. And you don't get to use your voice unless I say so. Here's how this is going to work. I'll explain the rules first, and then we play. So better listen carefully. You don't want to make a mistake. And since this is your first lesson and our first time doing this together, and because I'm feeling really generous today, you get 3 slips. Each time you accidentally make a sound, you lose 1. And every sound counts, that breathy gasp, that low whimper, every tiny noise you know I won't be able to hear, they're gonna count. And you'll be keeping score for me. Because, let's be honest here, you wanna be my good boy, don't you? You don't want to cheat, to trick me. You don't want to disappoint me. Use up all 3 and that's it. No release for you. You'll just sit there in the naughty corner, listening to what you're missing out on. But if you're good, and if you make it all the way to the end with at least 1 slip left, I'll let you come. Still quiet like a mouse, but you'll get to finish. And if you make it with all 3 still intact, then you've made me very happy. And you get to come however you want to. loud, moaning, maybe just a groan. All of them are allowed, as long as you say thank you first. Now, are you ready? Okay. Take a deep breath for me. In and out. Good. Do it again. But this time, pay attention to how you exhale. Is it louder than you inhale? See? Might already be harder than you thought. Now, I know you want to touch yourself. And I also know that you know you have to wait for my permission. Because who do those hands belong to right now? Yeah, that's right, they belong to me. And I'll tell you when they are allowed to touch my cock. Because that's also mine right now, isn't it? Okay, thank you for waiting patiently. I think we're ready, aren't we? Mm-hmm. You have my permission to touch yourself. But only exactly as I say. Take yourself out, in case you haven't done it yet. Use one hand. Let your fingertips brush over the skin. Light and lazy. Teasing yourself. Like you imagine I'd be doing it. Don't grip just yet. Just feel that pulse under your skin. Is it picking up speed? Yeah. Now wrap your hand around your cock. Just enough to hold it, not too tight. And begin. 10 strokes. Slow and steady. Count them silently in your head. 1, 2, 3. That's it. Nice and slow. 4, 5, 6. You're breathing a little harder. Remember, if you exhale too loudly, it counts as a sound. 7, 8, 9, 10. You're trying hard to stay quiet for me. I hope there wasn't even the tiniest gasp that almost slipped past your lips. Again, one more round. You can keep stroking yourself until I get to 10, but keep a slow speed, okay? 1, 2, 3. You know, I wondered, have you imagined me kneeling beside you? Maybe on your bed? Watching you stroke yourself for me? Have you? What else would I be doing? Maybe praise you for being good? Or would I slide one finger between your thighs? Run it up to your balls? Scratch that soft skin ever so lightly? And whisper that you are not allowed to come? Maybe I hold your cock in my hand, press my tongue against the head, and nothing else. Just that. Your hands would start to twitch because you want to grab my head and make me swallow you. Your hips would start to buck. You want to fuck my mouth. And I'd stop right then and there. Sit back up to watch you and how you're trying to hide your frustration. I bet you'd hate that. And you'd love it even more, wouldn't you? Now stroke faster. Just a little. Don't lose control just yet. 5, 6, 7. Are you getting close? 8, 9, 10. And stop. Hands off. And breathe. That's one. You think you can take 2 more without making a sound? Well, did you already slip, Let's see if you're ready for round 2. You may touch yourself again. Slow and with a very gentle grip. Until I tell you, you can go faster and harder. And you don't stop until I'm done counting, okay? All without making a sound, like the obedient little toy I know you can be for me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Have you thought about fucking me? You can tell me, you know. Have you imagined holding my hips? Pushing into me from behind, hearing me moan beneath you. Hast du dir vorgestellt, wie ich mich unter dir anfühle? Did I beg you to go slower? Or did I beg for more? Harder? Faster? Did I want you deeper? I have thought about it. I bet your cock would feel so much better than the dildo I'm currently fucking myself with. Sorry for not telling you sooner. I tried to be very quiet. But would you like to hear it now? Slowly sliding in and out of me. Because, you know, I'm ready to fuck myself a little harder now. That's definitely gonna make some sounds. And you be careful to not make any sound, okay? I wonder what you'd call yourself if you could talk. What would it be? My needy little pet. My desperate plaything. Let me tell you what I think you are. You are my favorite toy. You, my clit suction vibrator thingy and this dildo. Now stroke a little faster. Just a bit. Where did I stop counting? 5, 6, 7. Oh, can you hear my pussy? Oh fuck, it just got a lot more wet. Oh, 8, 9, 10. Now stop. Breathe. You can continue listening to me fucking my pussy. Okay, that's 2. Still no sound? I hope so. But you're not done yet. Still a chance for you to fuck it all up. And, you know, I really love how hard you're trying to be good for me. But the thought of breaking you a little, I might have to revisit that one another time. Okay, one last time. Start slow again. Keep your breath controlled and quiet. One, two, three. How does it feel? I bet it feels so good knowing you've almost made it. Remember to control your breath. I have a feeling you might be getting a bit too noisy for my taste. Four, five, faster now. Huffed now, have you thought about owning my pussy? Fucking it, stretching it, making it drip. Painting it with your cum. Making it your cunt. You want this to be your cunt, huh? Earn it, and I might let you have it. None of my toys have the ability to do that, you know. That's why you are my favorite. Six, seven, 8. I think I could come soon. How about you? 9, 10, and stop. I'll stop with you. Hold that feeling. Don't let it fall. Feel it burn. Feel it pulse. Oh, my pussy is clenching around this dildo. Feels good. Did you make it? Do you still have one more left? Because if you don't, you know what that means. I'm so sorry, but it means you don't get to come. You can finish listening, hear what you're missing out on, but that's it. Feel free to start from the beginning and try harder. And if you don't think you can, I'm afraid this class is not for you. You'd never pass the final exam with that attitude. But if you have one left, or even two, you've done a good job. You get to finish listening and come. But stay quiet and control your breath. Hold it if that's what it takes. And if you made it this far without slipping up, then you've been such a good boy for me. You've impressed me and you deserve a reward. So, this next bit is just for you. Start stroking again. Slow at first, feel every inch and every throb. Let it build. Now go faster, a little more. Just enough to bring you to that edge again. Grip tighter, let your hips move. Fuck your hand. Think of my pussy. Oh yes, just like that. Feels good, doesn't it? Do you remember when I came so insanely hard in that other recording? You've listened to me coming because of you over and over again, haven't you? I just need to wrap my clit like this, and I will add another one to that very soon now. Fuck. I'll go faster, give me more. You feel it burning through your thighs and your stomach. Let it build until there's nowhere else to go for it than through your balls and up your shaft. Keep stroking and hold that edge. You've got to wait for me now, baby. Okay, you there, baby. Do you need me to let you come? Say bitter. Again, louder. I'm giving you your voice back, so use it. Yeah. And now tell me who's making you feel so fucking good. Say my name. Like a prayer. Because right now I'm your goddess. Tell me who owns you. Yes. Oh shit, yes. Fuck. Come on. Yes. Come on, that's it. That's it. Let go now. Let go now. Let go now. You did so well for me. And I wish I could see you now. Still catching your breath. Aftershocks running through you. I'm just really slowly fucking my pussy now. Almost pushing it out. Then just sliding it back in. Let's take a moment. Let's sink into that warmth. Just lie or sit there for a minute. Let the tension melt from your body. No more pressure. No more room. And rest. Wherever you are, I hope you come back. Thank you. And goodbye. Until